This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It is summer vacation season, and for some lucky families, that means visiting the most desirable spots in the world. So what happens when, despite all of your careful planning, you land in the middle of a political or economic crisis? So, Steph, where are you going in Greece?
Well, we're going to fly into Athens, obviously, spend a couple of days with my father. Then we head down to the Peloponnese and to go around to Sparta and Olympia, which is where we have family villages. And then we'll go over to an island, a nice little island that not too many people go to, so I'm not going to tell you the name of it. Is that okay?
That's fantastic. And that is Steph Katsonis. He's a journalist and former CNN reporter now living near Boston. While there has been continued coverage on the Greek debt crisis, referendum, and subsequent deal with the EU, little attention has been paid to how the crisis is affecting Greece's lively tourism industry, fully 17% of the nation's GDP last year. Andreas Andreadis is president of the Greek Tourism Confederation. Here he is speaking with Guy Johnson of Bloomberg News in early July.
Are you seeing cancellations at this point? What's the sort of the last minute story as well?
Well, very few cancellations. People have planned. Of course, they ask questions. They ask how is the reality. I mean, everything works normally. Airports, ports, transportation, hotels. There's enough food, drinks, everything. So for the moment, you know, all is okay. Obviously, few people are worried and they want to cancel, but this is a very, very small percentage.
Incredibly, the numbers back him up. Despite the financial uncertainty of these past few months, travel to Greece is up by 2%, in part because there are other parts of the world that are even more turbulent. London's Daily Mail reported that the June terrorist attacks at a hotel in Tunisia, for example, had vacation companies scrambling to redirect clients, many of whom are now headed to Greece. It does look like things are a bit more stable since Greece made its payment to the IMF yesterday. Banks have reopened, but with restrictions on how much money Greeks can withdraw, and the likelihood of food shortages and demonstrations continues. Well, we wanted to know whether Steph, who goes back to visit family in Greece once every few years, is doing anything differently to prepare for his trip this summer. We spoke to him just after the Greek Parliament voted on reform measures to secure a European bailout.
So my assumption was, because of all the stories you've heard, that there's not going to be any cash to be had. I called my father, asked him if he'd have any to lend me, and I could give him dollars when he next came here. And he said that I'm short. I didn't take any money out of the bank before this all happened, but your aunt did take a bunch of cash, and she's shoving it under her mattress in her little remote country home. Boy, oh boy, that's not a good idea. And that he could get some from her. I was figuring I'd grab a bunch of, like, a couple of thousand dollars in euros and maybe a grand in dollars, too, just in case the euro really dropped a lot or it got so bad that there was some kind of a black market opening up in dollars. So then I just emailed a couple of friends or called a couple of friends today. One of them said it's really gotten better since the news got better, that tourists can get all the cash they need on credit cards and that the fees aren't so bad. Then I also emailed my friend Malcolm Brabant. Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a BBC correspondent who knows Greece super well and was just there now. And he emailed me back the following, quote, "Don't take wads of cash with you. The ATMs are dishing money out to foreign cards. And now Parliament has agreed to the deal. There won't be a problem for a while. People have been getting robbed in Crete. So take maybe a grand in dollars just as emergency money."
What does it feel like if you're a foreigner and you walk up to a bank that people are waiting, you know, Greeks, locals are waiting in long lines to get into and you just saunter in and get cash?
Yeah. Well, the thing is you won't just saunter in because they'll give you a filthy look if you try and jump the queue. But it's true. And in fact, that was one of the warnings I got from one of my friends that he said you'll have an easier time getting the cash in the tourist areas out in the islands than in the city neighborhoods in Athens, let's say, because that's where there's just people standing there all day long and you'll waste a couple of hours just till you get to the machine. Sure, it wouldn't feel good. I'm not there now, so I don't know if there's a mood of resentment or not. I used to be a reporter overseas going to war zones. We used to carry money bags full with like $40,000 in cash, $60,000 in cash. My top stash was $140,000 in $100 bills flying into Somalia. So I think that way. I think you need to carry cash, but you also have to be very careful about walking around with it and where you leave it. And
well, you also are bringing your kids. You were at all worried about civil unrest. If, as predictions have it, there soon will be food shortages and the shelves will thin out and people will get a little bit more desperate.
See, this is the thing. I mean, as somebody who used to live there and knows the place, there's the known and there's the unknown. Known to me is that, oh, yeah, there'll be demonstrations, there'll be Molotov cocktails around the Polytechnic. That's what the young anarchist, quote-unquote, group kids do. It's almost sport, practically. It's been going on for years on and off. So that's the known. And if that's all that goes on, I know how to keep the kids away from that. It's not even hard. If it's really getting bad by the time we're there, I mean, really, people are hurting, then it's the unknown. You don't know what comes next.
Did you ever consider canceling your trip?
No, no.
What has your father said about being there throughout all the unrest, the referendum, the follow-up, the uncertainty, and now what looks to be like a capitulation of sorts?
Well, the thing you have to keep in mind with my father is that my father's an old man, so he's sort of withdrawing in a way mentally. And I've asked him a few times and have been sort of surprised that he hasn't got more to tell me. But I talked to him, I talked to my cousins down in the village, and I think what I come away with is that it's this sort of, it's almost like there's two realities at once. He has lost a lot of his nest egg over the course of a few years and is actually kind of worried that he won't have enough to fund his remaining years on this earth. But now, you know, he's still well off enough that he can walk around and it's only a matter of a cash flow problem for him. On the other hand, I talked to my cousins down in the village and they're seriously hurting and they've been seriously hurting for several years now. One example is that my little old aunt lives very humbly, and I mean really humbly. She cooks up a little couple of pieces of chicken and rice and all that stuff, cooks them wonderfully, but it's humble living. Her house, she can rent out rooms to tourists. So a couple of years ago, my aunt was ordered by the government to cough up 25,000 euros in tax money.
So that must have been like $40,000 a couple of years ago.
33,000 approximately, 32, mm-hmm. Somewhere there. But a lady like that does not have that kind of cash. She's probably never had that kind of cash in the bank. And she just can't cough that up. Now, I think in the end, people just couldn't, and somehow the government gave in a little bit, but this is the kind of dilemma they face. The country's trying to squeeze blood from a stone, and the little people are really hurting.
And that was Steph Katsonis. He's a journalist and radio producer living near Boston. He and his wife and two sons are heading to Greece for vacation this week. Austerity does appear to be a very tough road, and as we heard, especially for those at the bottom of the economy. But from here, it appears that there would be worse places to tighten one's belts or just chuck it off altogether than the white cliffs and turquoise seas of a Greek island. A fantasy of Greek life that may well be part of the problem.